First year in Nida Yudaf Yer Etav Shimon Beis, May 4th, 1982, on Tuesday.
These Kusim, now Kusim, are the descendants of the Shomronim, the Sancheiret, transmigrated into Eretz Yisrael when he took the Aseres HaShvotim into exile. So he brought over other nations into Eretz Yisrael. And then they were Megayah themselves because Machmasira Saharois, because of the lions that attacked them. And the Pasuk says, So in other words, they were Reim Lavizora Bishitu. On one hand, they feared the Rebbeinu Shalom, on the other hand, they worshipped the idols. So there is a machlokes tanoim as to what the Kusim Gir Aroye say or Kusim Gir Emes say. If we, according to Bandoma, Kusim Gir Aroye say, so inasmuch as the Geus was not a genuine Geus, they continued being gave the Avizore, so in the Mele the Geus was not valid. So they had a deen of Goyim. And according to Bandoma, that Kusim Gir Emes say, so in spite of the fact that originally at the outset they continued to worship idols, but the Geus was Chal, so they had a deen of Israel. Anyway, B'deire shel Rabbanu v'Rabase, the Gemara in Chum says, so the Chachomim were gezer aleihem, li'eis kigoyim v'chol gvoy. So even though we passed like the Tanoim that Kusim Gir Emes say, so originally they had a deen of Jews, but now they have a deen of Goyim. They have a deen of Goyim. Now, here the Mishnah says, the Mishnah discusses their status prior to the time that the Chachonim were gazer on them, that they have a deen of Goyim. From the Gemara it appears that the Tanya of this Mishnah accords with the Mandoma that Kusim Gir Emes. So they are Yisrael. They are Midrash and they are Yisrael and Gmurim. So still Bnei Kusim Nidreis Maris also. So Midrabonon, so the Bnei Kusim, so have a deen of a Nido from their infants. Nidreis Maris also. Why? So the Gemara says it accords with Chameya, with Yisrael Shishlim Yute, and there is a possibility that even an infant should see Dan. And because of that, so in respect to Israel, if this happens, so they'll observe the Dinim Nide, Ligavit Tar. Masha'im Kei, the Kusim, they are not Tzayis to the Dinim Torah. So because of that, the Chachonim were Gezer, Tume, and Meis Kusim, Me'arisos, from the cradle, from their infancy. So they have the Amitame mid Rabbonon Tumasim. Even though the overwhelming majority of the little children, the girls, I mean, do not menstruate at such an early age, but since there is such a possibility, the Gemara mentions cases, so because of that, they are mitame mi'arisos. The akusim mitamim mishkavtachtim ke'eliye mipnei shehein be'alini deis. Now, the Gemara explains that. Now the halacha is that a Beil Nido has the same tumah. Now, since the Kusim, so they didn't recognize the Torah Shebal Peh, so the Mele, they understood the Torah Shebechzab according to their own erroneous interpretation. So the Mele, they were mixed up as to Dawah as Vil Chasmide. So how to be, what is Damide, if it's certain, if it's Ode, what if it's Yorek, if it's yellow or green, so it's not Mitame. But they were Mitame Dam Yorek too. Some Mele, suppose a woman among the Kusim, so she started to see Dam Yorek on Sunday. And then on Tuesday she started to see Damode. So Al-Kadim, when does she become a Nido? On Tuesday. on Tuesday. But they didn't know, so Mele, they considered on Yorick also as Damtomi, so they started to count from the Sunday Rie. 7 days, so we counted 7 days after the Sunday Rie, even though it was still only 5 days after the Rie's Damtomi. So their tefillah was no tefillah, but they didn't know, so Mele, the Bnei Skusi had a din of Misafik Nidah. So Mele, their husbands, had Misafik, had a status of Bealim. So the halacha is, Vakusin, Mitamin, Mishkaptachtei, of the Beil Nidah, of the Kusim, of the husbands, Keri. What does it mean? So the Gemara is before us. Tachtei shall Beil Nidah, Keri Yeni shall Zav. Now, this is deduced from Suki. I mean, we learn it, that from Gimu, we learn it in Gemara. But anyway, the gist of these halachas is as follows. Now, Ezav, and the Nido, Ezobe, are an avatum. And the Zav itself, the Nido itself, is an avatum. So, it is an avatume. But not only the Nido itself, herself, is an avatume. Even the Mishka Tachte, in other words, if there is a certain mattress on which a Nido lay, even if she didn't touch it, even if you had 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, so the lowermost mattress is also an avatume. And let's say the Nido or the Zav lay on the uppermost mattress. So, also, the lowermost mattress has a din of a mishkaptachtein of a nido, and mishkaptachtein of a nido, vizobo, vizav, is an avatum. Now, then there is el yeni shel zav, or el yeni shel zobe, el yeni shel nido. What does el yeni shel zav and el yeni shel zobe mean? El Yeni Shel Zav, El Yeni Shel Zobe, Shel Nide means, so according to the Rashbam, it means that if, let's say, the Zav was placed on one scale, and then you had the Ichlin, and you had the Ichlin on the other scale, so the Zav was Machriya. So the Ichlin, the Machri Shibachav Shniyo, that's El Yeni Shel Zav. This is the Rashbam's view. Now, Tesis says no. If the Zav was on one scale, let's say if he had a scale, so the Zav was on one scale, and then Ichlo Mashkin on the other scale, and Ichlo Mashkin on the other scale. So if the Zav was Machria, the Ichlo Mashkin, so then it's Tumas Eset. So we don't have to resort to a special Tume of the Yeni Shel Zav. So Tesis explains that the Yeni Shel Zav means, if, let's say, there was a long baguette, and one end of the baguette, let's say shawl, so what was on top of the Zav, and the other was on the floor. So, even though, let's say, a Zav here, and then there was something on top of the Zav, and the Beged did not even touch the Zav, because the Beged was on top of a hat that was on the head of the Zav. And then the other end of the Beged was on the floor, was dragging on the floor. So, Tumaseset it is. Tumaseset means, if it was massive, if the Zav moved the Beged, but if the other end of the Beged was still on the floor, so it wasn't manned, it didn't move the whole Beged, then Tumasese doesn't take effect. If the whole Beged, let's say, here is a Zav standing, and then there is something on top of the Zav, and then there is a Beged on top of that thing, so even though the Beged doesn't touch the Zav, because there is something that is mafsi between between desire and the beget, so then the beget becomes tomei machmas hesed. That's only if the whole beget is nisat, is moved by desire. But if one end of the beget is on the floor, so since not the whole beget is nisat al desire, so mele tumas hesed doesn't take effect. But that's the tumas elyin shel zav. This is how they say. Oh, tachten ke elyin. Now, so then the aloche of that mishnah is vakusim. So kusim heavy din misofi kol b'yali nido, because their wives might be nides, not knowing that they are nides. So mele the husbands heavy din of a b'yali nido. Now a b'yali nido is mitame, like a nido herself. But there is one difference. Whereas the mishkaf and the meisha of a nido is an avatume, is an avatume if keli, if an odom and keli will come in contact with the mishkaf and meisha of the zav or of the nido, they will become tome. Let's say a nido lay on a bed, on a mattress, or she sat on a chair, she lay on a couch, and then an odom would come in contact with that couch, with that mattress, with that chair. So then, that odom will become tome, because the couch of the nido, the mattress of the nido, the chair of the nido, that's the mishkaf or the meishaf of the nido, is an avatum. Is an avatum. And the nav is mitame odom mikeli. So if kelim or an odom will come in contact with the mishkaf or the meishaf, the couch, the chair, the bed of the nido, the zav, the zove, so they'll become tome, because it's an avatum. It's an avatum. Now, so whereas the mishkaf tachte of the zav is an avatum, is in tamod mikelim, so the mishkaf elyin of the zav, the mishkaf elyin of the zav, whether mishkaf elyin of the zav, the elyin of zav, means, as Rashbam says, shechiyah hazav bikaf misnayim, esoich unumashkin shebikaf shniyo, or it means a beged shemikzosei el hazav umikzosei nikra al oretz, that's the elyin shel zav. The elyin shel zav is only mitame yechon umashkin. It's not mitame yod mikein. Why the Gemara learns it out from its posuk that nitki hakosuk mitumech muo mitumech kala, that it's only, it has a din of a rish. A rish cannot transmit tume to another mekayim. Only an av can transmit tume to another mekayim. A rish can transmit tume to a chon umashkin. So the halacha is that yeni shel zav has the status of a rish mitume. It can only be mitame a chon umashkin. It cannot be mitame another mekayim. But the mishkaf tachtin of zav of inido is an avatum. So it can transmit tume to another mekayim as well. So the halacha is that a beil nido is mitame, but the mishkaf tachtin of a beil nido has the same status of tume, the same degree of tume as the elyin shel zav. What is the degree of tume of the elyin shel zav? Tume kala. It's a rish. It can only be mitame echol mashkin. It cannot transmit tume to other mekayim. But a tachtin shel zav is an avatum. Is an avatume. So the tachtin of a veil nido has the same degree of tume, the same status of tume as the elyenei shel zav. Elyenei shel zav is a rishi, it can only transmit tume to yechon umashkin. So the tachtin of veil nido can only transmit tume to yechon umashkin. So vakusin mitamin mishkaf tachtin keli. In other words, that the kusin, the husbands of the kusir, is of the kusiris, of the bnois kusin, so they misofik, they have a din of beil nido, so mele veil mishkaf tachtin is a mishkaf tachtin of a beil nido. But the halacha is, exerzakoso, that the mishkaf tachtin of a beil nido is not as homo as the mishkaf tachtin of a nido. The mishkaf tachtin of a nido is an av, and it's mitam of the keli. The mishkaf tachtin of a beil nido has the same status as the elyin shel zav, as the mishkaf elyin, as the elyin shel zav. The elyin shel zav of a nido is only mitame echon mashkin. So the mishkaf tachtin of a beil nido is only mitame echon mashkin. It's a rishon mitume. but not with any other kelim, it does not have a din of alato. Vakusim tam mishkatastin kelim, if they shame bail in the days, why are the bail in the days? Then yesh is al kodam vidam. They don't distinguish between one mare and the other mare. So, if a woman will start seeing just yam yoreik, they will consider that as the first day of the news. Even though the damodim shall only start seeing on the third day. So, al pidinish, the first day of the shiva shimei nidus should be the third day. But they will go tefillah after the seventh day is of the first day, which consisted of dam yoreik. But it's like going tefillah after 5 days, not after 7 days. So she remains in Nidah. So the male of the husband, but we don't know whether this happened in any particular situation. So the kusin, the husbands, have a deen of a sofik bailing. The yesha kodam vidam, but since it's only sofik, so the male, if let's say a kusin, enter da zore, so it cannot be highly called, because we don't know whether it's a tome. Is it sofik tome? So, when Chayovin Aliyah will be as Mikdosh, we say Yovin Aliyah is a Tumo, and if a Kusi touched the Tumo, so we have to consider it as Tumo Tmei on Misofi, but not the Terasvadai, so really it's failing. We cannot eat it, Kehanim cannot eat it, but to burn it, we're not allowed, because there is an Isa to burn Tumo Teo, Mishmeres Tomei Isa. But if it's Tomei, it's a mitzvah to burn it. But in this case, the Tumo that was handled by the Kusi is only Sofik Neo. So the Mele, it's daily in Seofi. The Seofi now is a Tumom Shet to Mososo. Now the Rashi. The Kusi needed now is also the Atmos of the Tumom for Steiner. Tartin Kelye before the Mormi, Shabbat Dam Vidam, Klima the Hoch Abu Bialinish, we hold down Vidam, Shabbat Dam 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 Vidam, Shabbat Maschelis Limnishisho, Vihu in Tire, Bezimanides, Damodom in Menel, and Yuria Lishano, Bezi Dam Yoik, Toyoyo, Umiria Shio, it's a holy mace. In Hayom Malale, Vision is Hasidis and God, and Yuris Lemido, Spotamikom. Oh, you know, we some God shall Mishko, Vitrumo, Tail, Liadinon, in Nida Yiloi, Vio, the Oma, the Mistomet Mayes, Xere de Rabonani. Now, and but the Mishne says, that the Mishnah says that they are Tomei Bivadai, so that is Mirabon. In other words, Midrabon, they are Mitamei Bivadai. Midrai say it all depends upon the Mitzies. So it's only something. Hey, Radon, Idikochodian, the Mishnah says, Neiskusim Nidis Marisov, from the cradle, there is Mitamei. So, Idikochodian, that we know that something got aberrational happened. And the little girl, a kusis, so she saw that meeting. After the numbers, why only they kusis? The tongue of this Mishnah holds that kusim gerem is saying, so they're like Nes Yisrael. So why does he say, Nes kusim is not just, with loiko chazir, they do namela. So why should they be more homo than Nes Yisrael if they didn't sit down? Omar Ovevrit Rabach, Ebaravune, Omar Avshenches, Hoch and Mayaskinon Bistome, we don't know what happened. The Chidli Kemiute, the Chazian, Chayshinon, since there is a mute, who sit down, so Yachenshish, Uman Tan Chayshin Mute, Rebmeir, the Tanye, Kot Muktam, the Chayuts in the Loi Miyabni, Dibri Rebmeir, that a Kot Nektane cannot have Chuitze, and cannot have Yibn, Oh, Rav Meir, Yopo Marta Shin Chayutz. That we understand. She ish kosu be parash. Vin lo yachin zu ish. So ish peit pro bichlitze. Vin lo yko. El lo mat en, makshin ish o ish. That an ish o ektano is also mufkas of chlitze. But, why not him? Matam in yam. So if he's a kotten ben tes, so the aloche is, that the Yosei Biye, so the Yidin should be a Yid, Matam in Yam. Omer Lehen, Sramir Sefer HaChomim, Kot Mushem Uyim Otzi Sois, Because as long as he is a cotton, as the yogi is a cotton, we cannot be sure that he is not a soros. It can only be determined at the age of 18 or at the age of 20. So the mele, we don't allow a cotton to be reabled because of the possibility when he goes out, maybe it will turn out that he is a soros. And the soros, so the yvone is not zokoktui, there is no ziki. Is not, if the yogi is a soros, so she is not zokuk lechlitze. So maybe if she is not zokuk lechlitze, so then it's an isha sachshul in the mitzvah, so it's a misakores. So, and I learn this also, because we learn out from the passage that the hakom ha-shem, so lav bar hakom ha-shemu, ve'ini mitzu ve'liyavim, ve'chim ayonis, ve'chim she can't have children, ve'chim di liyavim, there were mitzvah nishis, it's often the chingam, the ergo, the chorus, so we are chingish. But on the cotton shem mitzvah zolz, ktano shem motim zayles, you need to pay the ergo, shem motim mitzvah, the chabonon, they say, the biliyam, zil basarube, the ktano, the rei ktano, rav shrisim. Most ktano are not shrisim. So in the mele, we don't have to be chingish for the meal. But according to Rav Meir, we have to be chingish for a meal. So in the mele, this mishnah accords with Rav Meir. So that's why, according to Rameya, some of the Rabbonon, we gave up to me. I'm cursing, I'm discussing, maybe something happened. Eva Bishomes Rameya, Mute Bishriach. Avu Mute Beloi Shriach, Loi. Mute Beloi Shriach, Loi. Mishomes Rameya. So the Gemara says, on Ami Mute Bishriach. Itanya on Rabbi Yisi. Maiser beimbu vitrulu o kedem liimo. So in other words, the rotator of the infant, kedem liimo. We all together, maiser beishoin vitrulu o kedem liimo. Why? Because the baby also menstruated. So we see that it happened in the days of Rabbi Yisi, and it happened in the days of Rebbe. We all Rabbi Yisi, maiser beimbise, we the Bilua Kingdom Limo. The Bilua Kingdom Limo. Alright. The Bilua Mokim Kingdom Limo Lemis Mikavo. Tivella Silly Dalit. Ubito Vasso Liemo Liomani. Shenildo. The Bilua Kingdom Limo. Mishumaga Trume. In Bulbe Shogun Dalt Israel. Pumpadise Hutzlores. Bishwin Rabies. The Rabbi Mishim Trumes Dalt Israel. So they had to be taken. אלו דרבי יסף, אומרי, ואומר שמואל, תרומה זכות לו, רצה אסורו, אלו דמי שתומו יצא מגופי, והנה מלב אחירה, אבל במגיע לו היא, so even if someone who is affected with the tumor yitze migufei, let's say like a Valkyrie, or a Nido, so only she cannot eat it, but if he touches it, the Trumas Chutzloretz, a Kayan can still eat. Since the whole Truma of Chutzloretz is in Rabbanon, so the Chachomim didn't apply the Dini Truma, Ligabi Trumas Chutzloretz, Ligabi Nigin, insofar as Nigin is concerned. And Ligabi Achilo, so only, so if someone is, let's say, a Kayan, is a Tommy Trumas Ves, now Chutzloretz, everybody is Tommy. Because the Chachomim were against the Tumah Leretam, and it's like Tumas Mes. But still, a Kayan in Chutz Loretz is allowed to eat Tumas Chutz Loretz, because it's in Rabbanon, so mele, Chachomim didn't apply the Dini of Tumah, except one kind of Tumah, Tumah Yetzim Iguf. Let's say a Balkeri, a Kayan will not be allowed to eat, Tumas Chutz Loretz. Or a nation scale, a nigo, while she is a nigo, will not be allowed like this, a nation scale, so he's allowed in Truma. But Truma's Chutzloretz, so a nation scale, a nigo will not be allowed. Because it's a Truma, it's a nigo. But that's only Ligabe Achille, but Ligabe Ngie, even if the Truma was touched by Valkyrie, Truma's Chutzloretz, so it's still Mutar to be eaten. So mele, so what is the purpose of being madbir, the little baby? All she can do, I mean, He's not going to eat anyway, a little baby, I mean, who is 14 days, 15 days old. So he's not going to eat, he's not in a position to eat homo. So only thing is, my torture. But in Thomas Kusso's astrology, to me it's a good man, and I feel I'll be here, even the little baby will come in contact with the Thomas Kusso. It will not become contaminated. So, Amamazutre, the reason is why we have to be tabled, the little girl, because there is a lot of sirekisie. So in Mele, we are not allowed to be machir to a tome that is affected with the tuma yitzim gufe trumo. So in Mele, for the same reason, we are not allowed to anoint. A little girl that is affected with the tumah yitzim gufi, let's say she's an idol, with shemen shel trumah. So that was the purpose of being matzil the little girl. Right. We nitzricho l'seicho shemen shel trumah. Nitan yel lechal v'chotzim li Yisrael, asher avimu l'adishem, l'rabitz, d'asoch, v'sasheis. Sheis elomu l'kosh, siyeh v'chol achile. El l'rabitz, d'asoch, k'sheis. V'ibo yisein l'meochet. Tovita mayim b'kirvei uchishemen b'atzmei so. Now the more as the kashi yochel didon ame. So why only the discussion? It's according to Rameir, and Rameir is chesh l'miyu. So then the halacha should be that every little Jewish girl should be mitamim arisoson because maybe she menstruated. So the Gemara says anal didashinon isho beisho because. The Torah says, in the parsha of Nino, the Torah says, Ve'isho. So we learn out that even a tineikes, basimechot, if she sees that Nino, she becomes male. So we know that. So male, we don't have to be chesish, because we are sure that the parents of this little girl, they certainly know if she menstruated, so they know about it. So they'll keep her away from Truma. Mashiach in the Kusin, they are not Boki and they are not Zoya in all these Alochets. So Mele, the Chachonim had to be raised. Yochel don Amanan, Dashin and Yishol, Yishol, Hasin, Yishol, 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 Jetzt mir gucken wir sagen so wenn wir war mir mach hier wo ich mir mal prägen soll dann hier mal hin war für so wie wir passen und hier wir sehen ich habe schon drin mal die sich kach hier und war hier kann mir die Thomas gut war das hier nie da die kann mir die sich kach hier wo ich habe und paar sagen so das mein die Thomas sie die sie wir haben sie das so bihlau bikochim ye khau ashe ada shani toya sie bihlau akhira ikhsi ויאכלתו מעשן גונחו תירש חמנו ותירש חמי צורח תירש חמי means wine and it says ותאכלתו how can you eat wine? You can drink wine, not eat wine. The answer is drinking is also אכל comes within אכל תירש חמנו מכל האכיל ואתו וכמיים מכל לגבי ראש הכוי יאוף את חי שלמות לגונמי ולתעמקו מה לסוסו. All right. I just want to go over the thesis in the Gaf, which see it from Achille, and then the other thesis. Right. See it from Achille. Vim tema b'fer koeo v'areti, ka b'chele, lomo li kol nefesh. So the rabbi says, so we have a special zelzakoso, that if somebody drinks chele, he's chayim. Why do we need a special zelzakoso? There is a general halacha that seir v'achil. V'yesh leimah v'ashmiunon v'chelev mi'utoch shmeichel. In other words, two. There is a general halacha that seir v'achil. And that we learn out from the chaltom asel gonchot v'reish chon mitzorech. So the Torah employs the term v'achalto in respect to a liquid. So we see that seir to what? If that seir v'achil. But I could say, two seer v'achil. But there, chayer ligabi wine, where the natural state of wine is in the form of a liquid. Masheinkin chilev, where the natural state of chilev is in the form of a solid. But you can liquefy it. I mean, that's it. That's a law in physics. I mean, everything can exist in three forms. I mean, in the solid form, the liquid form, and the gaseous form. But there is always the natural state. So let's say, so wine, the natural state of wine is liquid. But chilev, the natural state is solid. So maybe if we didn't have the zirzakosu of kol nefesh, I would say, true that zir v'achilev. But since the natural state of chilev is solid, so the liquid form of chilev is not the rosa, if not for the zirzakosu. So that's why we need the zirzakosu, that even though naturally it's not in a liquid form, chilev is in a solid form, and it was artificially liquefied, so it still remains the same dolorosa. If it is the same dolorosa, and of course, how is it? How is the chilev realized? We see it. But the purpose of the zirzakosu is to be advised that even the liquid state is not a natural form, it's not a natural state, but still it remains the same dolos. Uchishemim batzmeis. Now here there's something strange in this Gemara. First Gemara says one notion that so that we learn out from the Pasuk Vayikra. Pasuk Vayikra. And then the Mali with more mentions Pasuk in Tilling, and even that Pasuk does not deal with Alokas. That means the Pasuk is descriptive of the Tires of the Rosh. So Vatobi Kamayim Bikirbi Ochi Shemen Ba'atzmeiso. So it's only an Asmachte. So it's, so after mentioning a real Pasuk from the Torah, so the Gemara mentions a posik from Tehillim and Asmach. Vim tema vim kol mais matera vod mais asmach. Vim filik, how do we know that it's an asmachte? Vim filik, aber kive et naam, di sicha vim akipurim osa. That sicha vim akipurim is osa. That's one of the five in Lui. Avro pishit, that's what Gemara says. Avro pishit, vayo li dogo, zeich ali dogo. Shenem vatorik amayim bikir. So the Gemara uses Rosh Hashanah for the Dabar, so you see it's not the Rosh Hashanah. If it's a Rosh Hashanah, then the Gemara wouldn't use the expression Zeh for the Dabar. It's a Raya Dabar, it's a Rosh Hashanah. Then around the town, the Kodu in the Chalulu Namas Machte, the Fere Kanisrofi and Rashim in the Tevel Benis, who Fere Kamel is Rosh in Midrash and Rosh Hashanah, who with the Reise will have a Soch Kishis, the Chiluri in the Kodu. Vitaida de Hayogim Kores, El Echel Vishayitse Bilbat. So what does Ramatam say? Ramatam says that even this Drosha of Leah Halibu, that Lerabit Sasok Kishayitse is only a smart. And Midraise, it's not us to be soft, a foreza, to be soft, to anoint himself with Tobin. Because so, Midraise, we don't say Sirakishi. But it's Mirabon. So it's an asmachte, so since, so the Gemara is first masmir on a posik in the Torah, and then the Gemara is masmir a posik in Tilling. So, but why is it necessary? The answer is because that asmachte in Tilling is more explicit than the other asmachte. That's why the Gemara mentions the posik, the asmachte in Tilling, after it was mentioned the asmachte of the Torah. So it's a big chiddush of Rabbi Tam, that in the Reise we do not say Sicha Kisye in Truma, only the Rabbon. And in the Reise we have a Soch Kishis, we can read in the Matipur. So this is Shita is, so two things we see here, two points we see here in this thesis. There is a Machlekes Rishen, as to whether the other Inuyi Magni Matipurim is in the Reise Oseh or only Osam Rabbon. So there are some Rishen who say it's Osam Reise. So those Rishayim who say that it's also the Reise, so we don't have to resort to a halacha of Sicha Kishsiyah Reise. because there is certainly no halacha that he was a son of Tisiyeh. And still, according to many Mishini, so all the five Inuim are also Miraisi. But Elav and Kores, so that only applies to Achilles. But the other Inuim, Nilas Asamda, Yechitze, Siche, Tashmish Amito, so according to the Rambam, it's also Miraisi. So why is it also Miraisi? So because it comes within the essay of the Nisan, the Snafisir. So in other words, so by the Kippur, besides the law, as a matter of fact, there is no explicit law regarding Achilles Sea of the Kippur, but it deduce it to the Midish Achilles Dresden. But there is a law. It doesn't make any difference whether there is an explicit law or is deduced. But there is a law. But besides the law of Achilles Sea, there is an essay by Achilles, and in the essay there are also two aspects in the essay. First of all, there is a nisar essay. If somebody eats an kippur, so he's even a nisar essay. And then if somebody fasts an kippur, it mikayim mitzvah. The same way as when a Jew puts on tefillin, so it mikayim mitzvah. When a Jew fasts an kippur, he refrains from eating and drinking, so it's mikayim mitzvah. So according to many Rishonim, So all the five Inuim come within the mitzvah of the Nisanes Nafshesechem, so it's in the Reise. Now, Teisve Shite is not like the Rambam, and Teisve Shite is that even Siche, in respect to which we say, Siche Kisiye, so it's only Yosem Rambam. Allah has come of Hamo, the other Inuim, the Chitze, or the Sandal, the other Inuim, is certainly only Yosem Rambam. So in other words, so it takes Rabbi Tami's Chilik and the Sheni on two points. First of all, Rabbi Tami's Chilik and the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, all the five Inuim are right. All the five Inuim are right. And then Rabbi Tam says, even in respect to Trumo, it's only the Rambam. The Rambam Shiti is not like that. The Rambam Shiti is, in respect to Trumo, the Rambam says that if Ezar will take shemen shel truma and he will anoint his body with the shemen shel truma, he'll be chayev in keren chidush, because there is a parsha in the Torah that if Ezar is eichel or sheise truma, so he's chayev in keren chidush. V'yish, v'yikhoch of beis, posik yudal, v'yish, ki yeichal kedesh b'shkogo, v'yosav hamishiso yolo, v'nosan lakeyenes hakedesh, v'yichalilu eskotchen yisroel zashir yobinu adishem, v'yisiyo yisom, avin hashmo b'ocho eskotchen, kani adishem katcho. So there is a parash in the Torah, that if what is zah, is eichot chumo, what does it mean v'yish? Kich kedesh, it means izah. So if Izar is Echot Chumo, he's Chayev, he can in the Chidesh, that's a Kapore. So the Rambam mentions, that if somebody will anoint, Izar will anoint himself with Shemesh of Chumo, he will also be Chayev, he can in the Chidesh. According to Rambam Tami, he will not be Chayev, he can in the Chidesh. It's only Rabo. How can be Chayev, he can in the Chidesh? But the Rambam says that he's Chayev, he can in the Chidesh. Jude Milchas Fumes Alochal, Zor Shelfo Trumo Bishgogo, Michalin Kerem Bechemish, Apple Pishi Yedea Shin Trumo, Vishu Muzalel, Avro Yoda in Chaibol or Miso in Lab, Harizush Gogo, Michalin Kerem Bechemish. Echo the Echo Dobo Shedar Kilechi, Vero da Shinse Dobo Shedar Kilishtes, Vero da Soch, Dobo Shedar Kilosek, Shin Vero da Soch, Dobo Shedar Kilosek, Israel Kerem Bechemish. So the Rambam is chilek on Rabbi Tam. Shenema vo yichalu eskotchim neYisrael. Lirabis is asof. Vi echod. Hoyichu trumateiro itmeyo bishgogo mishal kerechemish vechayilchemish ashichu kazayis. שנמגיע חוקניש בשגוגו, ואין אכיל לבחוסו בקזייס, וכשם שאכיל אסטרומו בקזייס, כך שיאו בקזייס. Anyway, so we see that Ramatam is Chelik and Rambam on two hours. First of all, the Ramatam Shiti is that Hamisha Yunim by the Kippur is only in Rabbanon. So the other Yunim certainly goes without saying a Kodit Ramatam. But even Sia that we say Sia, I mean even Sikha, that we say Sikha Bechlau Sia, so it's also only Rabbanon. And then Rabbi Tam Shiti is that even Rabbi Trumo is on an asmachte. So, so when Rabbi Tam called him Yichalu Nama asmachte, the fair can be sroth in Darshim Venei, the terror be Nisa, who fair can be zloch in Nidrash in Dosh Achite, who may the Reinser have a soch to chase, we can be in Akipur, we take that in Hayom in Kores or Yechoshim Se Duvav, so it's a Reinser asmachte. I mean, what did the Rambam say? Kores? Because the Lord and Kores, that apply only to Achilu and Sia, not the other way. But there is an Issa the Reitzer, and there is an essay of the Nisa in regard to all of you. We take the Chaykolov and Kores of Achilu and Sia, what? No one other for the Bas of the Yume, Mishi is of Tot in the Reishe, Soch the Dark in the Reishe, now if it had been the Reitzer, how could it be Mutter for someone who has Tot in the Reishe? Well, what would the Rambut, well, what will all those Rishenim say in the Reise, what will they do with this Aloche? The answer is, because only Sichot Derech Tanuk is Osa. Rechitzo Derech Tanuk is Osa. But Rechitzo Shekin is Derech Tanuk is not Osa. Suppose someone touched something and his hands became soiled. Dirt is allowed by the keeper to wash off the dirt. Why? But it's an Issa Reise. How can it be matter of Issa Reise because it's dirty? The answer is only Rechitzo Shel Tanuk is Osa. So Sikha also, only Sikha Shel Tanuk, if he does it for pleasure, but if he does it because he has bruises on his head, and then he does it as a refuah, so it's not a Sikha Shel Tanuk. All right, anyway. Vedem Rabbi Tam, didavki Sikha Shemen asmichu Rabban Makom, viyosam Rabban, avon Sikha Shel Shumer Chazir, vishel Chile Shab. So the Rabbi Tam is, now the Rabbi Tam is a big mator here. In regard to Sirikisi. Number one, he says, even by Trumo it's on the Smach, and by Nikipra it's on the Osam Rabbanon. And then he says, even on the Rabbanon level, only Sikha Shem, but any other Sikha, not Shem, is not even Moser, you know. So he says, Tavki Sikha Shem and Asmachu Rabbanon Marko, the Osam Rabbanon. Avot Sikha Shal Shum and Chazir, and Shal Chile, Shah. Uferi Kosho, Oma, המניע חילה של שירניסקו, על גבי מרקוסי פוטר אבו עושה. So it's עושה, why is it עושה? הושא משום דוסם הנועים, because שירניסקו דוסם הנועים. So it's not on the basis of פסיכה כיסיר. But in so far as the הלוכה of פסיכה כיסיר is concerned, which is in רבונון. So it's in רבונון, that רבונון applies only to שם, not to anything else. But as far as שם is concerned, so it's not limited only to Trumo and to Yom Kippur. As far as Shemin is concerned, it applies to everything, to all Yisur, Mirabon. But it doesn't apply to other Sikhas, only Shemin. Now, it seems that Rishenim agree with this Rabbanan, that the Halacha of Sikha Kisiye applies only to Shemin, not to any other Sikhas, not to any other Sikhas. However, the Grosh Shite is to the contrary. The Shite Sakhoi is that with the Rabbanon, we say Sikha Kisiye, no Isur. In other words, according to the law, a person will not be allowed to use soap that is made from Chet, or made from lard. So, why? Because, but the Rishayim in general, we agree with the Shita from the Tam, that the halacha of Sikha Kisiye, even on the Rabbana level, is limited only to Shem. Alright. Now, Tesis mentions Zerayah. Tesis mentions Zerayah. Kamletah mentions Zerayah. That Sikha Kisiye, Gulikavi Trumo, is only in the Rabbana. Even though the Gemara mentions the possibility of how it's what you're doing. That's an asmachte. How does Kamletah know that that's an asmachte? Because the Gemara is a veteran. It uses from the Yechalu another aloch. So that presents the Kasha of the Rambam. The Rambam passes that if he saw and saw the Shemesh of Tumor, so it's Chaya the Chemesh, a Kerem in the Chemesh. So he holds it's not an Asmach. So. Gemara da pri gemara in sanhed. Da pri gemara ma dao. The Omar Shmuel Mishul Rablesa. Minayim Leichel Es HaTevel Shul B'Yiseh, that means Yiseh B'Yishamay, Yichsiv V'Yichalu Es Kotchik Me Yisroel. Is Asher Yorimu Adishem, Ba'asidim Litchim HaKosr Lidaber, Yau Litchim Uchimu Mitrumo, Mal Halum Yiseh, Afkan B'Yiseh. Now, let's proceed in this coming seven. Now, in this coming segue, so we have all the Isurim in connection with Truma. So we have allowed that the Zahar is not allowed to be Truma. That's in Vayichok of Beis Posikim. V'chol zo v'yichal kedesh. Tishakim v'sochim here v'yichal kedesh. What do you mean v'yichal kedesh? Kiddush means Truma. So Rashi says, V'yichal Kiddush, V'truma HaKosav Medaber, Shekol Inyan Dibabo. That's the law against the Tsar in Tron. Then the Torah says, Ma'ikoch obeys, Posik Yudalet, the Swarf, the Dai, the Yishki Yichal Kedesh Bishgogo, the Yosaf, what do you mean the Yishki Yichal Kedesh Bishgogo? That means a Tsar, if he is Tromo Bishgogo, the Yosaf Kamishi Seyolov, so he has to add to the Karen Haimesh, the Yosaf Lakim Sakimish, the Yichalo Eskochim Yisrael. Is a shiurim ravishem. The siwa is on Avinashmo, the ochlom is kocheir, can be a vishem kacha. So the Gemara says that this love of the Yechalu is kocheir in Yisrael is a shiurim ravishem, has reference to Eichel Tevel. Why Eichel Tevel? After all, the previous posik deals with the Isaiah of Ezar in Struma. It says, the Yish ki Yich al Kiddush Bishkogo, the Yosef Hamish Yosei Olof, the Yosef Lakir is a Kiddush. And then the Yichalolei, as Kochid Me Yisroel, is a Shoyorim La Bishem, as a Yari Hashem. So that means that there is, so we should say, that the Yichalolei also has reference to Ezar, who in Struma, because the previous posik deals with Ezar. The answer is, we couldn't say that this posik this work, has reference to Ezar Yitzchumo, because insofar as Ezar Yitzchumo is concerned, so the Torah already mentioned the prosecute the Chozor Yechol Kedesh, Tishat Kim Yisokho Yechol Kedesh. Why again? So even though posik this work follows immediately upon posik Yudalet, and posik Yudalet deals with Ezar Yitzchumo, but posik this work deals with the person, whether it's Izar, a Yisroel, or a Kayan, who eats them. This is what the Gemara says. Who eats them? Dola Shmuel, Shem Rabbeza, Benayim, Reichel, Sater, or Shem Yisrael, Shenema, Yilchau, Eskochim, Yisroel, Eisa, Shiyorim, or Adishem. Since the future is used, Eisa, Shiyorim, that they will be taken. Apparently, it was not written as yet. What could it have reference to? Trumo. Trumo was already Nitram. Why did he say Asher Yorumo, that will be Nitram in the future? Obviously, this love has reference to Tevel. That's why the future tense is employed by the Torah. Will be Chalu Eskochit Me Yisroel, Eis Asher Yorimu Ladishem. Eis Asher Yorimu Ladishem. So, that means, ואיכל תרו הכוסף מדבר. אשר ידעו על שם ועשיבים לתרם הכוסף מדבר. So here we have a lot. How do we know there is a חיוב of מיסי לשמיים? So since here the Torah uses in connection with Tevel the term of Yechalelu, and the Torah uses the term Yechalelu in connection with Truma too, מנהים שבעשי הדבר, ויאלף חיול תחומו, חיול בתחומו. מה להלום במיסה בי תחומו, יפיזה איץ תחומו. So he's חייב מיסה, אף כאן במיסה. Now, where is it mentioned that if somebody
machines for? You got the machines for?
In connection with Isa, in connection with the Kayan, who eats Truma Bitumose. So the Torah says, Ubo Hashem is Mitoya, Vahayech, Nakoch, and Lachmi, and they will trade for Eich, Halitoma, Bohani, and Hashem, Vishomores, Mishmarti, and Yisol of Chay, Umeisuvay, Ki Halu, and Yad Hashem, and Kacha. So that means, so Ki Halu is mentioned in Posik Tes, in connection with Truma. So since Ki Halu is mentioned in connection with Truma, and the Haluluo is mentioned here too in connection with devil. So the Yalif Chilu Chilu Mitrumo Mala Halom Mise. That the posik test. So in connection with someone who eats Trumo Bitumas Gufe. So the term may uses the Torah uses the expression Yichaluluo Chilu, and here also Chilu, just as over there. It's Nisim Shemayim. So here, when the Torah says, "We halu eskotched Yisrael tashorimu adishem basidim mitrei tevel," also Nisim Shemayim. So anyway, so we have, so the Gemara Darshan supplies the posik of we halu eskotched Yisrael tashorimu adishem basidim mitrei makosu midabe. So it is reference to tevel. So that's from the top style that this drosh is nasmach. Because here the Gemara Darshan deduces from the possible Chalos Koshim in Yisroel. The Rabbi says, so, as if the possible of the Chalos Koshim in Yisroel has reference to Izar, who is Soch Trumo, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies it not to Trumo. We don't need any love regarding Trumo, because we have love already, concerning Yechol Kedesh. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies it to one who eats devil. So the Meile, that's a raya, that this droshe of the Halalu is Nasma. That's what Rambam says. Now, that should present the Kashi against the Rambam. Because the Rambam passes that is Chayat Keren Chedesh. So the Rambam Shittu is, it's not Nasma. It's a droshe Gmure. It's a droshe Gmure. Now, if it's a droshe Gmure, so how can we learn out from that possibility? That is Zahar, who is Soch, who is Trumo, Shemesh of Trumo, is Chayel. That posik doesn't even deal with Trumo. It deals with devil. It deals with devil. Now, let's see the Moshna Rambam. From this Gemara, it's Mashma. If we say it's not an Asmachte, so it's Mashma, it's a Mitzvah. We got it from Sichas Trumo. So it's a Mitzvah Raisa. So the Rambam should mention, when he mentions the law of that applies to Izar or its Trumo, he should mention that the same law of Chozor, Yechol Kedesh, that implies that Izar is not allowed to eat and to drink Trumo, it also implies that Izar is not allowed to be Soch Trumo. And the Rambam doesn't mention about being Soch Trumo. He doesn't mention anything about being Soch Trumo. The Rambam Perek Vov Milchas Trumes Halacha says as follows: Hazor Oso Leachol Trumes שנאמר בכל זר וליך וקדש. אף הוא יתי שפקיין וישכירי שנמפי שפקיין ויסוחיר וליך וקדש. תשב זה סוחר אילום, סוחיר זה סוחר שונה. So this is the law, that the zar is not allowed to eat truma. Chol zor uliech ukedish. Then the Rambam says, so the Rambam mentions here only that a zar is not allowed to eat, but he doesn't say about tzichet. He doesn't mention a word about tzichet. Then the Rambam in Perek Zayin, so he mentions halachi, Perek Zayin halachi yud. Kein oru osu leechol bitruma midin teir. Shari nema teisha visocher bitruma. Vinema teisha visocher bipesach. Ma teisha visocher oomu bipesach. Oru osu bei, a teisha visocher oomu bitruma, oru osu bei. Vimocha leikim na teir. So the Rambam should mention here, in regard to the Issa of an oru, not to eat truma, that an oru is not allowed to be sold by shemesh of truma. It doesn't mention. So whenever the Rambam discusses the law of the Yisar Achille, of the Zahar to eat truma, he doesn't mention the Tzich is Kisim. And when he discusses the Yisar of an oru to eat truma, he doesn't mention the Aloche of Tzich is Kisim. Where does the Rambam mention this Aloche of Tzich is Kisim? And according to the Rambam, it's in Rosh Et Mure, that the Rambam mentions in connection with Hasoch, Zar Shesoch, Shem Shem Tumo, Ligabi Kerem Chemish. So the question is, he should mention it in connection with the Etzem Lav of Achilles Tumo, of Zor Yechu Kedesh, or the Lav of O to Yit Tumo. So, Ligabi the Yisair of Zar to Yit Tumo, the Yisair of O to Yit Tumo, he doesn't mention Sirach Yisir. He only mentions it in Perikyud, in connection with Zah, Yisoch, Vishay, Vishgok, Shemin Shal Trumo, that is Chayiv Kerem Chemish. Now, the Rambam mentions it, in Perikyut, I mentioned before, in Perikyut, Haloch Aleh, the Neitz, Zoh, Shoch, Trumo, Vishgok, Mishal Kerem Chemish, Avro Pish Yedniya, Shih Trumo, Vishu Muzer Aleh, Avro Yoda, Yimchayu, Lemiso, Yimab, Harei Zishgok, Mishal Kerem Chemish. אחד ריח על דובה שדרכי לאחר, ואחד השני זה דובה שדרכי לשתיס, ואחד הסוך, דובה שדרכי לא שיח, שנאמר ונלחלו עסקות של בני ישראל, לרבי זה הסוך. לרבי זה הסוך. Now, so the question is, מה נפשך? It's את ראש הגמורה, and it applies לגבי לחיוב קרן לחיימש, so it's also should apply לגבי לבב, so the Rambam should say that he, Izar will be so himself. We shall so come is high monkeys. Is high is a Mishamai. Sir Kisie, if it's a Roshi Mure. So there, when he discusses the love of Zohi Hokinish, or the love of an old eating Trumo, so he doesn't say that Sir Kisie, only in connection with Kerabakinish. So the question is why? Now, what I'm saying, so I heard from my father Zechariah Levroche, but curiously, the same thing is mentioned in my own Sefer. At the end, in the Tshuva to somebody, the same thing. Now, the Rambam, let's see what the Rambam says in Perek Yudalet, of Trumas. So the Rambam says as follows. Perek Yudalet Milches Trumo Halocha. התרומו ניתנס לאכילה ולשיחה שהשיחו היא כשיר, שנאמר בטובי כמיים בקיר בי, וכשמן בעצמי סוף, והשיחה בכל אחר. So it is interesting. Here the more you need a discussing mentions two psukim as to why שיחה is כשיר לגבי תרומו. One psuk is will you call it? As coach of Israel. The rabbi is his aso. The other posik is the posik in Tilling, but tobe kamayim mikirbei, uchishemem ba'atzmei iso. So teisu shite is his nasmachte. Both are asmachte. The Rambam shite we saw is not asmachte. He's chayit kyal mechemish. But when the Rambam discusses the chiyuv of keren v'chemesh. So the Rambam says, zar shochet truma b'shgog misham keren v'chemesh. Echad eichu dova shetarki l'achir, v'echad ashisi dova shetarki l'ishteis, v'echad asor dova shetarki l'osir. Shenema v'yirchalu eskotshim v'yisroel v'rabi s'asor. So he mentions the first loshen. But in Perek Yudalev, where he doesn't discuss the chiyuv keren v'chemesh, but he just says, "Hatrumo niteles lachile lisiye ulisiche shasiche lekisiye shenem avatoy kamayim bikirbe uchishem baatzmiso vasiye bechal achil." So he says, "Hatrumo niteles lachile lisiye ulisiche shasiche lekisiye." What does the Rambam mean? "Hatrumo niteles lachile lisiye." What does it mean? "Niteles lachile lisiye." Obviously, because trumo. So, not only is Truma also his own, but the Kayan is the kind of mitzvah when he makes Truma. And he makes a bracha. It's mentioned in the Rambam. Perek Tesvov, Milches Truma, that's the last halacha in Milches Truma. Halacha Echad Beis, Kol Eichel Truma, מבורך בירקס איסי מחר והקי מבורך אשר ראשון מסויסו וציבונו לאחר בתחום why? וכך קיבלנו ורואינו איסו מבורכים אפילו בכל הזכות לארץ שגם אחי לזכות שיעגבו כאבי שנאמר אבי לסמתונו אפי נסקונס so there is a mitzvah אחי לסתחומו. So, what, this is what Rambam means in Perek Yudalev. Milches Truma is halacha aleph. Hatruma nitenes la'achil l'siyeh. In other words, achilas truma is a mitzvah. That's an eichel. Let's say you have a kikah shel truma. So then the mitzvah is achilas. What's about yayin shel truma? So the mitzvah is siyeh. What's about shemen shel truma? So the mitzvah is siyeh. In other words, so that's the halacha. That's the halacha by truma. The Trumo is Nitenes Le'achile L'Yisiyeh L'Yisiyeh by whom? By Keir. So that's why the Rambam says in Perek Yudalev Hilchos Truma Saloch Aleph HaTrumo Nitenes Le'achile L'Yisiyeh U'L'Yisiyeh She'asiyeh Yikisiyeh She'nema Vatovei Kamayim B'Kir Be'i U'Chishemem Be'atzmei So V'Asiyeh B'Chol Achile Le'achil Dovo She'Darki Le'achil V'Lishtis Dovo She'Darki Lishtis V'losir dova shetar kelosir. Dova shetar kelosir. So in other words, Trumo is nitten l'achil l'isiyeh or l'isiyeh. The hefze of Trumo is nitten l'achil l'isiyeh or l'isiyeh. What is nitten l'achil, what is nitten l'isiyeh, what is nitten l'isiyeh? If it is the kind of a thing that is the derech to be Eichel, let's say, a kikah shel truma, so then it's nitten l'achil. If it is the kind of a thing that is the derech to be sheiseh, like yayin shel truma, so it's nitten l'siyeh by yayin. If it is the derech to be used in siyeh, let's say, shemen, what is the most common use of shemen? Not drink shemen. Who drinks shemen? But, in other words, it is the most common use is to, in siyeh. So, mele, it's nitten l'siyeh by yayin. So in other words, so there is a halacha by Trumo that the Heftze is nitten. The Heftze of Trumo is Eme. It's nitten. Le'yochel al-dikeyem. Le'yishayse. It's nitten l'isi al-dikeyem. It's nitten l'isiche al-dikeyem. If it is a Heftze that is adapted for sich. So then it's nitten l'isiche al-dikeyem. And when the Keyem, and the Keyem uses it, l'isiche is the kind of mitzvah. It's nitten l'isiche. Just as Peres Shviz, there is a loche of meat. Now the Peres Shviz, so there is a mitzvah of eating Peres Shviz. One second, there is a mitzvah of eating Peres Shviz with the Shoso. So by Truma also there is a mitzvah. We say broch. So there is a loche of meat. And then the same aloche of meat the Rambam mentions. Thank you. in regard to my Sashemi. Perigimu Milchas my Sashemi, Halochayu, my Sashemi, Nitin Lachile, Usie, Shenema, Velchalto, Fiat Shamotaho, Visichakisi. So the same thing. In Perigidalet, you have Kumo, he says, Atuman, it is Lachilo, Usie, Usiho, Shasichakisi, Shenema, Atomic, and mine, which killed the Shem Basmeso. And here in Perigimu, my Sashemi, in the Perival, he says, my Sashemi, Nitin Lachilo, Usie, Shenema, Velchalto, Fiat Shamotaho, Visichakisi. So you see it. That's the posik of Vatoli Kamayim Bikir Bey Uchishemen Be'atzmeiso. So in other words, we see the Rambam, here we have two psuki. One posik is Uechal, the Rabbi Sassok. Then the Rambam mentions in connection with Kerem Chedesh. Then the other portion is Vatoli Kamayim Bikir Bey. Then the Rambam mentions not in connection with Kerem Chedesh, but in connection with the Aloch of Nid. The Jos and the Kikash of Tumo is Nitin Lachil on the Kayen. So Shemesh of Tumo is Nitin, Lizich on the Kayen. And the Kayen is Mikayim Mitzvah, if he saw himself with Shemesh of Tumo. So, what's the Pshat? Why is it Gemara mentions the two Droshes together? Now, and Mone Pshachim, there is Aloch of Sikha Kisiyeh. And according to the Rambam, it's not an Asmach, it's a Droshes Mure. So the Rambam should mention it in Perek Vov and in Perek Zayin as well. In Perek Vov, where he mentions the law of Chozar Leichel Kedesh, that if he's Zar, it's Trumo. So he's Chayim Malkes, he's Chayim Yisri Shemayim. He should mention, if he's Zar, he's Soch, he's Shemesh of Trumo. He's Sire Kisiyeh. So he's Chayim Malkes, he's Chayim Yisri. The Rambam doesn't mention a word. Apparently it doesn't come within the law of the Chozar Leichel Kedesh. So why is it Chayim the Kerem Kedesh? So my father said, and Ravel says in the Sefer the same thing, that the Chiyuv Kerem V'Chemesh is not based upon the law of V'Cholzah Lo Yechol Kedesh. Because the Lashon HaPosuk is, ויש כי יהיה חל קדש בשגובו ויוסף חמישי סיולו ונוסו מהכנס הקדש ולחלו עסקות של בין ישראל ויש אשר יורים ולנשם so the Gemara is an error in a twice it to achil a step then ויסיו ויסו מהבין אשפו ויוכלו מסקות שהם כי אני אדישם מקדש so in other words so it's not based upon the law even if it does not involve the law of Chozar Yehul Kedesh so he's still high בקרם חדש That's in the parasha. So the Chiyuv Kerem V'Chemesh is not based upon the violation of the law of Chozar Leichel Kedesh. It's based upon the halacha of Nid. There is a halacha that Trumo is Nitenes. L'achile ulisiye. Ulisiche, domo shedarki l'ochel, so is Nitin l'achile. Domo shedarki l'ishnis is Nitin l'isiye. Domo shedarki l'osich is Nitin l'isiche, as the Rambam says, in Perek Yudal. Miyuches, hatrumo nitenes l'achile ulisiye ulisiche, שעשיך לכיסייה, שנמלטו מכמיים בקיר ברשם בעצמי סוף. So the Rambam holds that this posik of וחתו מכמיים בקיר ברשם בעצמי סוף doesn't imply that מי ששיחה is considered like מי שחר. שיה בכלל אחרי implies that שיה, מי ששיה is מי שחר. What does אחרי mean? אחרי means taking in a food. So in other words, solid food you take in one way, you chew, I mean, And liquid foods you take into your system in another way. We don't chew liquid foods. But it's the same process. So when we say siye bichlal achile, it means that maize siye amounts is the equivalent of maize achile. But achile is done on a salad, and siye is done on liquid, but it's high and half. That's the aloha of siye bichlal achile. Mashenki Sikha Khal Siyeh doesn't imply that Maise Sikha is like Maise Siyeh. So from the time mentions a raya, it's Nasmah. Because if it would be Aloha the Maise, so then you should be Hayat Nisit Nishamayim too. Why? Because from the time assumed that if we say Sikha Khal Siyeh, so it has the same meaning as the expression. If we say Sikha Bechol Siyeh, so it has the same meaning as the expression of Siyeh Bechol Achil. What does Siyeh Bechol Achil mean? See is mamish achille. So is chayev malchus for see, just as one is chayev malchus for achille. Is chayev mishe de shamayim for see, just as is chayev for achille's kumo. So at the time of yom, see bechal see means the same thing. But we're not chayev malchus. We're not chayev mishe de shamayim. So it's a chayev and a smach. But the Rambam shita is not. There is a basic distinction between the essence of the concept of Siyah Bechal Achille and the essence of the concept of Siyah Bechal Achille. Siyah Bechal Achille means it's an art. The same thing. Siyah Bechal Achille doesn't mean that Maisha Siyah is the same thing as Maisha Siyah. Siyah represents one act and Siyah is something else. It's an altogether different act. But it implies that insofar as the Hefze is concerned, so when the Hefze is Yisrach al Gabi Aguf, so it's considered that the consumption that is involved in a Siche is the equivalent of the consumption that is involved in a Siche. That is implicit in the Pasuk. V'atovei kamayim v'kiyobei yoresheme v'atzeisa. That means that the state, not that the act of Siche, is the equivalent of the act of Siche. No. As far as the state, as the result of a liquid, of a shemen, being Nisach al Gaba Aguf, so it's the same result of being as in the Hefze had been Nishte. Because that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. The state, the consumption in the Hefze of Shemen Batzmeisov is the equivalent of the consumption of the Hefze in Mayim B'Kiyom. So the Mele, insofar as the Chiyuv of Keren Yechemesh is concerned, that doesn't depend upon the love of Ozali Chodesh. That depends of the Yisar, of doing it not in accordance with the need. So Shemen Shel Trumo is nitan to be Nisar by Kim. Not at the Ezah. An Eichel of Trumo is nitan, the Heft is nitan to be Nechal by Kim. A Mashke of Trumo is nitan to be Nishke by Kim. So the Mele, if Ezah consumes the Heft, The way it is needed to be done, to be consumed by Ikea, there is a few characters. So that's why the halachi of Vatovik Hamayim B'Kiyo B'Hashem B'Atzmeisav has application to the Chiyuv of Keren Chemish. Because if the Chiyuv of Keren Chemish had been based upon the Yisrael Chozal Yehu Chemish, so then if Yisrael would be Soch B'Shem Shal Trumo, he would be Chayim Keren Chemish. But the chiyuv of Keren Chemish is not based upon the Yisya of the Chozal Yehu Kedesh. It is based upon the fact that it was consumed by a Zah in the way it should have been consumed by a Keh. Because an Eichel Shel Trumo has to be consumed by whom? The Heft of an Eichel Shel Trumo has to be consumed. The Hefze has to be consumed by Keren. That's the Aloche. Hatruma nitenes lachila. It has to be consumed by Keren. The consumption of an Eichel Shel Trumo has to be realized by Keren. So mainly if Izar does it, the way it is needed to be consumed by Keren, he's highly Karachemish. If Izar drinks Yain Shel Trumo, so Yain Shel Trumo is needed to be nishte, to be consumed, al desiye by Keren. And if it was done, it was consumed by Zah. The way it is needed to be done by Keren is Chayikar Chemesh. Shem Shel Trumo. The Chepze is nitru isiha Shel Trumo. That's the mitzvah. That's the chaleis of Shem Shel Trumo. It's aiming for that, to be consumed in the Sichas Keren. So mainly if Zah consumed it, the way it is aimed and it is written to be consumed by Ikea, is Chayim Keren Chemish. How do we know that the nitten of Siche is the same kind of nitten in the Hefze as the Nitnofsie, that's the posik of Vatove Kamayim Bikirbe Yocheshem Batmans. Now I didn't hear from my father why is it that in Perik Yud he mentions the Droshe of Yechal, and in Perik Yudalet where he discusses the Halacha of Nitn, so he mentions the Droshe of Atovik Amayim Bikirbe Hashem Batmans. But I think, and this I didn't hear from my father. Now, let's see what Rashi says on that passage. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies the pasuk of Yechal as Kochim in Israel to Tevel. Not to Truma, not to Achilas, Truma by Zah. Why? Because the pasuk says, Yechal as Kochim in Israel, Eis Asher Yorimu Adishem. So, Yorimu, future tense, that means Shalom is Ramadan. It is reference to Tevel. But the previous pasuk certainly is reference to Zar Shehochotu, V'ish Kiyecho Kiyish Bishkoko, V'yosef Hamishi Seolo, V'yosef Lakeyen Esakiyish. Now, let's see what Rashi says of Chumash. That's this coming sentence. V'ish V'yichalu Eskotchim Yisrael. So, V'yichalu Eskotchim Yisrael. So Rashi says, La'achilom Mizoy. So the Ksav Kabole, and this week separate, so he says, it's a parallel against Rashi. Why does Rashi explain the Pasuk contrary to what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Pasuk of Yechal is Kochim in Yisroel, is Asher Yorimu Adishem, Larimu Adishem. So he has reference to Tevel, and Rashi says, Lachilom Mizor. But, so, and the Rambam points out that from Rashi it's mashma, that if a keir will serve Trumo to Ezar, the keir will be either the Ezar of the Yechal Eskotchev in Yisroel to Shalim Rashi. Because Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say the Yechal Le'echlom Malid Yisroel, but Lachilom Yisroel, Lachilom. Lachilom Yisroel, Hifya, that means there is a machir. Who is the machir? The Zar is the Eichel. But Rashi talks here of an Iser of being machir Zar. So who is the machir? Who is the machir? The Keir. So the Ramban points out that from Rashi it's mashma that if a Keir will serve Truma to a Zar, he'll be there the Iser of the Chal Eskotche B'Nismo. That's what Rashi says, Lachil Mizon. Now the Ramban here on this pasuk. So he says, Lo Yechal Eskotchim Yisroel, Lachil Mizon. He mentions what Rashi says. And then he says, V'yisiu Avin Ashmo, Es Atzmo, Yitanu Ovein Biochlom Eskotcheyer, Shehuvdu Rishin Trumo, V'kitshu, V'nesu Ale. This is how Rashi explains the pasuk to Zion. Es Atzmo, Yitanu Ovein Biochlom Eskotcheyer, Shehuvdu Rishin Trumo, V'kitshu, V'nesu Ale. Alright, V'unkele Shetirgim V'mechleim, V'su Avosh Lutzer Tirgim. Unkeles apparently applies V'yisio Yisom Aven Ashmo to a Tome, to Trumo that is eaten B'tumas Aguf. So he says Shalom Yitzirach, because the Indian of Trumo being eaten B'tumas Aguf is discussed in the previous Pasuk. In the previous Pasuk, Nefesh HaShatika Be'itom Adoreb, V'yichu Nakodoshim Kimrochat Psalot Bamayim, and then he says, V'shom Ures Mishmartim, V'yisor of Chayit, U'meisu Voi Ki Yichalu, Ani Adishem Ikachim. Ani Adishem Ikachim. So it's Shalom Yitzirach. But Rashi says, no, that the Yisio Yisom has reference to the Avere of Trumo being eaten al Bizon. So he mentions, Es Atzmo Yitan Lo Avin Gochlo, Es Kocheyev, Shehuvdu Rishin Trumo, V'kitshu V'nesu Ale, V'unkele Shetirgim V'mechleyem V'su Avo, that it has reference to Trumas, Achilas Trumo, V'tumas Aguf, Shalom Yitzirachim, Kimo Shrashi Zah, V'l'ivami Daita. He doesn't understand Rashi. כי יירה מדבורו שזה עלה ועזורו בקיענו שיחילו התרומו מזורים V'imkei rosh en foresh, shehiu v'yisiu eisom, kino v'yisroel, shehitanu hakeanim, es yisroel avinashmo, kasha nirchu hakotshim, ולא מרוץ לך בשמוי הולידו שבעצמו בית של יהוס כזה עליו ביטלנו, אלו הוא עושה לעסס כן, כי בשור כל ישראל. אבל תם התוסוף כבני ישראל נמשך למעלו, ולא יחלו לזכות שבי ישראל, איזה אשר יוהים הוא עד השם, והוא עזוב השמיס, ביזר שלו יחוקים. בעבו שבי יוצא לחסקה ביועלש, ויום על ויסיו את עצמו, כאשר יחלו לזכות שם. ודן ברביסינו דור שהוא מפני ישראל, because it says, Isasha Yohimu. So, in the Yisurah, because the whole love is superfluous. Because in so far as Achilas Umo by Yisar is concerned, so it's already mentioned in the Posik, Cholzor Yecho Kedesh. Cholzor Yecho Kedesh. Why does the Torah have to mention it again? So, they applied it to Achilas Tev. But, so from the Ramban, it also appears that too, the Gemara applies the posik to Lichalu to Achilas Tevel, so that means that this posik has reference to Achilas Tevel as well. Not that Achilas Truma al Dizar is not Nichol in that posik. That not. How do we know that Achilas Truma al Dizar is also Nichol in that posik? Very simple, because it follows immediately upon posik Yudalet, and posik Yudalet discusses the halacha of Izar she'ochal truma v'shgogo, so he's mechuyev to pay keren chedesh v'ishki chalkim v'shgogo v'yosef hamishis olov v'nosem hakenes hakedesh, and then he says l'chal l'skot shebi Yisrael. And v'loi is what is the vov is the vov achivo, and they shall not profane the sanctities of the children of Israel. So end. So veloi means end. What does it mean, end? If the posik tesvov had reference exclusively to Achilas Tevel, so then it has no shaykes, it has no connection with posik yudalet. Why does the Torah use the vov achivo? I mean, if it finishes on mikro. So that's the raya of the Ramban, that even though the Gemara darshes that applies this posik of Lichalot, Ligabi Achilas Tevel, so it doesn't mean that this posik exclusively is descriptive of Achilas Tevel. No! Achilas Tevel is included in that posik, but since this posik is mentioned immediately after posik Yudalet, and it begins with the Vov Achivo, so there is a connection. So it modifies posik Yudalet, and posik Yudalet doesn't deal with Tevel. There is no aloha of Keren Bechemesh. If somebody eats Tevel, there is aloha of Keren Bechemesh, if it's Aris Tumo, and then the Torah says, below you chalu es kochet Yisrael Zachiyorim Lavishen. And they shall not profane the sanctities of the children of Israel. What's the end? Obviously, it relates to posik Yudalet too, but since this whole posik is not necessary, ligabe, so the mele, the Gemara applies it, Achilas Tevel. So two Isurim, according to the Ramban, are nichlal, are implicit in that posik. One Iser that is implicit in that posik is an Iser against Achilas Tevel, and the Rami is that the Torah uses the express Eis Asher Yovimu Ladishem. And then, since the Torah mentions this Isser right after Posik Yudalet, and it's connected with Posik Yudalet through the Vov Achivo, and they shall not profane, so that means that it's descriptive, it has reference to Posik Yudalet too. It applies to Posik Yudalet. So both Isurim are implicit. Now, the Ksav Kabbalah says, Mir Delay, another Mifoshi. Why do they apply the posik of the Chalves Kochet Yisrael Yerimu Adishem to Achilas Lomo, Al-Mizar, when the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies it to Achilas Tevel? It's a paragon, he says. It's a paragon. And then he mentions, Exam Kabbalah mentions the Rambam in Hilchos Machlos Asures, So he says that if somebody eats devil, is high monkeys, where's the love? Where how is Hashem Yisrael? So the right pshat is the pshat of the Rambam, not like Rashi, not like Rambam, not like the all the before Shatov. But after all, I mean, the Rambam himself mentions that. And the Ramban says, how does the Gemara know that this love has reference to Achilas Devil as well? Because it's Miyuta. So it has reference, because it's Miyuta, it has reference to Achilas Devil. But it certainly has reference to, but it certainly has also reference to Achilas Trumo. And the Raya is, because it follows immediately upon Pasuk Yudalet, and the Torah uses the Vav Achibur. So, if it doesn't have reference to Achilas Trumo, how can the Vav Achibur be used? And they shall not profane. So what? They shall not profane. Lo Yechalol, let the Torah say, Lo Yechalol. The fact that it uses the Vav Achibur indicates the Amishad of the doubt that it has reference to Achilas Trumo also. So that's the Teretz on the Ksavi Kabolas. Ksavi Kabolas Kashi. I saw, I mean, that the Rishim Shalom for her, she also discusses that possibility. Anyway, I mean, so, from the judicial mikro, it appears that the Rechal Eskotchi Gnei Yisroi Tzachir Imul Adishem has reference also to Achilas Kotchi. Now, so the question is this, why do we need it? After all, as far as Achilas Kotchi is concerned by Zah, so that is mentioned in the Pasuk before, V'cholzah L'yecho Kedesh. V'cholzah L'yecho Kedesh. So, why does it have to mention again L'chal Eskotchi Bnei Yisrael? And the Ramban, so the Ramban and Rashi both agree that the love of L'chal Eskotchi Bnei Yisrael She'yarimu L'Hashem, even though it applies to Achilas Devil, but it also applies to Achilas Truma or Dizavah. But according to Rashi, it implies not only an Iser, that a Izar is not allowed to eat Truma, it implies an Iser that the Kayan is not allowed to be Machir, Izar Truma. According to the Ramban, it doesn't imply an Iser that is incumbent upon a Kayan to be Machir, it only implies an Iser that is incumbent upon the Zahar to be able. But both agree, Rashi and the Ramban agree, that there is an Iser implicit in this passage against a Zahar in Truma. Now the question is, why did the Torah have to mention other passages? So I think that part I didn't hear from my father.